Blog Talk Radio.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Blog Talk Radio with Black Bag Productions. I'm your host, Kim Moss, and I'm the owner of Black Bag Productions. And today we have a fantastic show for you. We are going to be talking with the husband and wife team from All in One Bridal. And I'm really excited about talking to them because this is the first time I've ever talked to a husband and wife team that does weddings. And it's really interesting because, you know, typically we are used to hearing from bridal consultants who it's just the female who's doing it. And we have had Andrew Roby on our show, who's a male, and Andrew is here in the D.C. area, and he's a fantastic wedding designer. But I actually met Andrea at a pro event. And I was telling the group about our radio show, and she said, I'd love to be on. Can my husband and I come on the show? I said, absolutely. And so we finally have made it today, and I'm really excited to have them on. Andrea is someone who has been handling weddings for just about 35 years, and she does weddings, she does tables, floral arrangements, all kinds of fun things like that, and she will consult with wedding couples on any size. She has a bachelor's degree in math from North Carolina A&T in Aggie and a master's in education administration from Catholic University. She's also a member of the Association of Bridal Consultants in our region here in Washington, D.C. And her husband, Marvin, who is the CFO of All in One Bridal House, has worked for Ernst & Young for 8 years and then became self-employed after that. So needless to say, he is the money man. So he will make sure that you are taken care of in terms of planning your wedding and helping you spend money without sacrificing quality. And I'm really, really excited that, as I said, we have both of them on with us today. And Marvin,
thank you.
Andrea, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Great. So what I want to remind our listeners is if you have questions for them or for me, please dial in at 917-889-2272. And, of course, you can always chat us up in our chat room at blogtalkradio.com/blackbagproduction. So I want to get started with you two and just kind of ask, number one, how did you meet? Because it is rare to find a husband and wife team that do something like this. And either one of you can start.
Actually, we're college sweethearts. We met at North Carolina A&T. I was studying accounting. She was a math major. And we met. She was from D.C. I'm from Baltimore. And we met back in 1989, and we fell in love, and we was off and on for several years after graduation, but we stayed in contact, and we reunited and got married about 8 years ago.
Yes, we did. And we were always off and on. We always came back and forth trying to see what we wanted, what we didn't want, and what we really wanted to be and how we really wanted to go about starting a marriage together. And we did it. We did it in 2010. And we've been together ever since. And we basically understand each other. We know what drives us. We know what tries to get us to go on with our lives and make sure that we become better people. And we always like to know exactly where we're going to go in our next step. And this business was our next step.
Okay.
Because
very good. And how long have you guys been in business?
Well, we just started this year. This is our first year starting up. We started up this year. I've been doing weddings for the last 35 years with my mom, and my mom passed away back in 1998. So she's been doing it. She had been doing it for like about 20 years. And
okay.
I just continue on helping my friends with their weddings for free.
And she did our wedding, and it was fantastic. It was stress-free for me because she did everything. She did all the work. I just showed up on time.
That's what most grooms say. I just showed up, and it was great.
That's why we call it a bridal house, because most of the responsibility falls on the bride. And they're responsible for all the planning and everything. And the groom, he's just there. Typically, he's hungover, but.
This is sounding so familiar somehow. You know, my husband wanted to see what everything was, but when it came down to doing the actual, you know, work, he was nowhere to be found. So, you know.
That's true. Only thing good about my husband, though, that when we went to all the venues, he wanted to go to all the venues to see what all the venues were like.
Right. Yeah.
And our wedding was gorgeous. We had doves. We had it at Montpelier Mansion, and it was just wonderful. Nice intimate weather.
Oh my goodness.
We had nice weather too. It was nice weather. It was very pretty. The grounds were nice.
Yeah,
Montpelier.
What month?
July 3rd.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Right before the holiday.
I picked the easy date so I'd never forget the anniversary. 4th of July.
See, that's how they do, Andrea. You see, they come up with these little tricks. Come up with these little tricks. Okay. So you had your wedding, and how many guests did you guys have?
We had 99 guests.
Okay. So
I could have said 100, but I know exactly what the number was. They counted. They told me how many was there by the time the end of the wedding.
So I noticed on your site one of the things that you note is that you typically do weddings of 120 or less. So
I don't have to stick to that number, but I prefer a small intimate wedding because it's easier to handle. To do a bigger wedding, I would have to have more consultants and more assistants. So I'm looking for, I have to go about, go ahead.
I was going to say, of course, that would then impact the pricing.
Yes, it impacts the pricing because if it's a 200-guest wedding, I have to have at least two more assistants and myself, plus my husband. And we'll do the consulting, and then they have two more assistants.
So kind of take me through the process. I mean, you know, what's always hard for people to understand is that planners, we all kind of think alike, but we don't necessarily all do the same process. So tell me, if I were a bride calling and I found you guys, what happens next? You know, I've found All in One Bridal House, and I said, okay, these guys, I love their wedding picture and I like their site. Tell me what's next.
What's next? First of all, you can click on the Contact Us page on the website. Send me a blurb about what you want for your wedding, what kind of services you may need, just to get an initial consult, and then tell me exactly what your dream wedding is or your vision for your wedding. And then after that, I go about trying to find out exactly what types of venues you may want. Maybe you want to be on a beach. Maybe you want to be at a mansion. Maybe you want to be at a hotel, a fancy hotel. Or maybe you just want to be at a quiet, intimate
church
or pub or like a vineyard.
Okay.
So, I mean, it all depends on what they want to do. Everybody has their different ideas of what they want for a wedding and where they want to go.
Okay.
And based on what they want, I try to give them what they need for their wedding and also on the budget.
Okay.
Because if they have a certain budget and they want to exceed that budget, then I make sure that they have done – I try to do something elaborate based on their budget.
Okay.
And that's something that I keep her, being the numbers man, that's something I keep her confined to, staying within budget.
Right. And so we, you know, as professionals, we've all met and all had the bride who has the platinum wedding idea, but has milk money for the budget.
But has sterling silver money.
Yeah, she got milk money budget, but she got a platinum. You know that she's trying to have what she saw on Pinterest or what she saw on television, or worse, what she saw at some place. She saw a David Tapiro wedding, and she said, "I want that."
Well, I can always do those weddings on a smaller scale, just a smaller venue.
Okay.
Like Prince George's Ballroom, the Tabard Inn, something like that.
Okay.
Something that's so small and intimate. And then do something with them as far as making sure they have the right cocktails, the right hors d'oeuvres, the right food. I think there's no limit to somebody getting their dream wedding as long as they know exactly how to go about budgeting for their wedding. It might take you 2 years to budget for your wedding to get what you really want. It might take you 1 year. Depends
right.
on if you don't have money saved up for it or if you have money saved.
Okay.
Because I always
and
tell
so
everybody that you have to when you start planning for your wedding, most girls start planning for their wedding, their parents start planning for their wedding right in high school, but almost telling them what they need and what they don't need for a wedding. Parents tell them, you know, well, I'll do this for you and I'll do that for you, but I'm not going to do that. And then they start planning their wedding then when after college and after high school or something, and they start saving money for whatever man they love and whoever they fall in love with or dream about.
Okay, so let's go with two different scenarios. First, we'll go with the bride who has saved money, and I don't know if you saw this news story that said in Washington D.C. in our area, weddings typically are around $35,000. Well, my mother heard that.
$38,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my mother just about had a stroke. She said, "30 what?" No, no, there's not, no, no, there's no way.
Yeah, we spent about $30,000 on ours after everything
okay.
was done and over with.
Okay. And so what do you say to the bride who's maybe only saved 20? And she says, "I want a wedding that really is going to cost 30, and I've already picked my date, and I've already picked my venue." What do you do?
Well, I talk to them, I sit them down, I give them a form to fill out to give me an idea what their vision is. I get them to sit down about a mission. I tell them to set up a mission statement for their wedding, and then they go about making a checklist. They take a checklist and they check off and circle the things that they want and don't want for their wedding, really what they really want for their wedding. And then they add things that is not on the list. After they do that, I go through the list to see what they really want, and then they take another sheet of paper that I give them, and it's telling them exactly what's the main three things that you really want at your wedding, what's the least three things you really want you don't want at your wedding. And then I can probably bring the parents in on if they have parents that want to participate in it, or maybe their godmother or their godfather or something. And then they go and list the three things that they want. Because, see, sometimes you have to have your parents involved in it or your best friend
right.
involved in it to help you learn how to go about planning your wedding.
Right.
And then after that, we sit down and discuss their main three important things, their least three important things, and we go about setting the wedding according to what those things are. So if they have a $20,000 budget and they already picked their place, all we have to do is get the decorations and get the tablecloths and the chair cloths and certain types of chairs, shivari chairs or something of that nature, or special chairs, royalty chairs as they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go about
better
seeing
known
exactly,
as my favorite shivari.
Yeah, my favorite chair is shivari too. And going from there and just seeing exactly what their budget can handle. and what they might have to take out and what they have to leave out and what they can put in. Because, see, I'm usually good at finding things at a reasonable price. That's one of my good assets that I have as far as I'm concerned. I can find a tablecloth at a decent price, too. I have a certain place on the website that I go to find decent tablecloths and pay for them all at once.
And the wonderful thing is we're just not in Washington, D.C. We're in the D.C. metropolitan area, which is Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And we have the opportunity to go down south. Usually things are cheaper a little bit more in Virginia than as opposed to D.C.
Right.
And we have the opportunity to shop around. We do all the legwork. We do all the searching and calling and finding things out. And that leads for a stress-free environment for the bride and groom.
Yeah, so we just let us handle it. You tell me what you want, and we'll handle it, and we'll find the good price for you, and you don't have to worry about anything else.
Okay. So that's for our bride who has saved her money. So now let's talk about our bride who's all starry-eyed. She's gotten her ring. She's blown away. She's engaged. And she has not a dollar. Not $1 dedicated toward anything even close to what she's dreaming of. And she said yes to the dress before she has anything to pay for the dress. Then what do we do?
And that's when I come into play, because I specialize in budget management. What I'll do is I'll take her, I'll do a financial overview and look at all of the expendable income that they have and put them on their budgeted and savings plan. Therefore, they can save up for their dream wedding.
Okay. And
then on top of that, we would...
Do you tell them how long it'll take?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what if she starts?
And then on
looking
top of that,
you
I would take
that...
them to. I would tell them to go and search on the computer, do a Google search on different venues, on different wedding sites, to see exactly what it would cost and where they want to be.
And most weddings are planned out a year or two in advance. It's not like they say, well, let's get married next month, because venues aren't available like that typically.
Right. So our bride who has not saved a dime, we're okay for her. And then our bride who has saved money, but maybe she wants something a little extra, we're okay with her. So now, once we figure out the money part of things, do you tell them, we'll take it from here, you show us what you want, or do you give them options based on what you've heard them tell you what they want? You know what I'm saying?
That depends on some brides want to be involved in the process, and we try to keep them involved, or we could pretty much say we'll take it from here and we'll handle everything else. It depends on what the bride wants, and that's the thing.
And the bride and groom.
And that's,
get the groom, because sometimes the groom may be paying for the whole thing. You never know.
Right.
And he wants to be involved.
And I love now, typically, I don't know about you guys, but I've run across grooms that say, well, why do we need to hire a planner? You can do this, talking to the bride. You can do this on your own. Why do we need them again? Because whatever we're paying them, can't we just add that to what we're, add that to our cost?
Well, the thing here is the time aspect. It takes a lot of time coordinating vendors, and we have a vendor management database where we have the best of the best, and we sort through that database. We have all the background information. We have the experience, and that alleviates them from spending time doing a lot of the legwork that we do for them.
And then we can manage their budget better with the vendor management aspect. They'll give us the money up front, and we'll just spend according to what they want on an itemized list.
Okay.
And then we something we paid off from the beginning and in the middle and then the end. So it'd be broken up into thirds.
Okay. So they really and truly, if they hand it over to you, let's say they hand you $10,000 and you say, okay, this is going to cover everything you need for the wedding, and you guys take it from there and bim, bam, boom, wedding day, we have everything we need.
Yeah, and I try not to exceed that. And I try to make sure I save some money so that they have some money left over so that I can give them something back.
That's called honeymoon money.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we call it the honeymoon plan.
Very good. I like that. Okay, so I see on your site you have a la carte services, you have full package, partial package, day and month of coordination, and day of coordination. Can you tell me just a little bit about each category and what that entails?
Well, for the day and month category, day and month wedding coordination, that entails 32 hours of a consultation with me and my husband, talking about how to wrap up everything they've done thus far. Day and month means they've already done most of the legwork themselves. They just need somebody to wrap up all the things, make sure everything is done according to what they asked for. And so if they say that they, say for instance, they went to a venue, they told the venue what to do, they want to make sure that a wedding coordinator comes in there and says, did you do what they asked you to do on this list here? And I make up a list for them and say, that's a checkoff list, and this should have been done. And if it's not, then why isn't it? And also we go about talking to them about how to lay out the whole venue. She asks for a certain layout. Is the layout the way it's supposed to be done? And I come in there and make sure it is. I make sure it's executed the way their vision is given to them, to the venue.
Okay.
Talk a little bit about the packages, baby.
I'll talk about the packages. We have a silver package, a gold package, and a platinum package with a day and month wedding coordination. And basically that's based on the number of guests and a coordinator for the actual package. See, we visit the ceremony site and reception site. We detail itinerary with a timeline for 4 hours, giving the wedding party and giving it to the wedding party and the vendors. Review the vendor contracts and finalize the list of vendors paid. So we make sure that all the vendors are paid on that last day or at least a week in advance so that everything is done. On the day of, we go there to make sure everything is done accordingly, according to how it's supposed to be laid out, according to making sure the timeline is being adhered to. And if the timeline's not being adhered to, we're going to take a stop and stop everybody and say, look, the timeline has to go accordingly because it has to be on time. They're coming from their church chapel at a certain time to get to the venue, and everything has to be in place. We also do a rehearsal beforehand. I help them out with the rehearsal. And then on the wedding day coordination, I just make sure everything is in play and that everybody's doing what they're supposed to do in their spot. And that's how we do that for the day and month wedding coordination. The partial packages, we have a pearl package for $750, a diamond package for $1,500, and an emerald package for $2,300. The emerald package will include a design board. So they come here and talk to us. They give us their information about what they want for their wedding, what things they want that they don't know how to put it together yet. So I put it together for them, give them pictures of it, give them a design board for it, maybe have some props, even have one of the florists that I work with to set up the floor arrangement for it so they can see what the head table would look like. And it'd be a small table. It wouldn't be a large table. It'd just get an idea of what it should look like. And then I can probably just go ahead and put it on a computer to show them what the whole venue would look like accordingly. And then with the emerald package, that's the emerald package, but the diamond package, they get to do a fitting, have three days with me doing fittings for their weddings and their attendants' gowns and their groom's tuxedos. So we go to different places to see exactly what they want and how they want to look and what color choices they've picked already, seeing that color looks good on everybody. See, today's weddings, everybody doesn't wear the same color sometimes. They pick different
right.
colors. They pick, as long as it's the same color scheme, but different variations of the color, they do that now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it all depends on the body type as well. I mean, if the body type is a big girl or a small girl, you might want to do a different type of strap on the top of their on the top of the gown, depending on who it
yes.
is.
Yes.
So I mean, it all depends on what they want. You know, everybody's not going to look good in the same gown now because everybody has a different body type and everybody has to adhere to that. Everybody has different size friends.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you a million times. Thank you for saying that. there is probably almost nothing worse than seeing bridesmaids who really feel uncomfortable in what they're wearing because they know it just isn't flattering on them. And it just, you know, it takes everything away from their being able to exude joy from the day, you know?
Yeah.
It just, it,
I don't want
it,
nobody
it really,
wearing something uncomfortable and they sitting there in high heels
yeah.
and somebody wants to wear flats and they taller
right.
than the bride. You're not supposed to be taller than the bride. You're supposed to be.
Yeah,
gotta,
I mean, it's so hard. It's so hard to explain that to a lot of brides because many times they'll feel like, well, no, this is the dress I've always envisioned them in. And it's like, yes, but your friend just isn't going to look good in that. So
well, you try to be as honest as possible and then tell them that's not gonna fit them. Let's try
yeah.
a different variation of shade of color and then this dress here with a different strap, whether it's a sweetheart neckline or strap dress or off-the-shoulder dress.
Right.
And it's, we offer our opinion, but it's ultimately their decision still. But
mm-hmm.
we offer our opinion and our expertise, and that's what hopefully they're entrusting that in us. And that adds value to how they perceive us.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry about that, guys.
Okay.
As you can hear, my dogs have joined the show again. Sorry about that. Okay, so it sounds like when you're talking with brides, they really need to understand that you have their best interest at heart. And
yeah.
in terms of everything from the money to what they're going to look like to what their bridal party is going to look like. And I'm curious, Marvin, when it comes to going for tuxedo fittings, are you there to talk with guys so that they can, you know, instead of having the women stand there and say, oh, yeah, do this, do that. You know what I mean?
Yes, I am. I do offer my input as far as that's concerned.
He's a fashionista.
Okay.
I used to live out in California for a while, so I'm a little
okay.
in tune with what's popping and what's not.
Okay. I'm liking that. All right. So, you know, the thing that I think is captivating for me is that you guys have everything a person would need once they decide on someone to coordinate their wedding, and that would be you. And so
that's why we call it all in one. One stop and shop.
Exactly. One stop and shop. So now the next question I would ask is, do you do table design? Do you do tablescapes? Do you do floral design? You know, do you have those kinds of things, or are there vendors that you guys contact and work with? How does that work?
It's a combination. We don't actually do it. There are vendors that we contact and work with. But as far as the floral designs and table layout, we have our input. And Andrea actually used to work at a florist. And she worked with her
okay.
mother who worked at a florist. And she did a fantastic, fantastic job on our wedding. And she's done others. And it's... she's remarkable.
Well, basically, I do a combination. I can show when I do the design board and I show them exactly what they're going to get for their tablescape. The design could be based on what flowers they already decided from the list that I have on my website, because there's a list of flowers there to tell them exactly what they like to go about using. And then it gives them an idea what the flower looks like, because they can actually type up the flower into the and Google it to see what the flower looks like, to see exactly if it's going to fit on their centerpiece according to what they want. I love roses.
Ah,
I love freesias. Okay. I love posies. And I love all types of flowers. And to get the dramatic effect, you have to make sure that they have exactly what they want. Flowers can get expensive sometimes, so you have to look at your budget and on the aspects of that as well. Somebody might want just a small flower arrangement, and I can do a small flower arrangement with a lot of different types of roses.
Right.
Put some baby breath in it to just give them a little extra punch, or put some type of orchid coming out of it so it can look very pretty. It all depends on what they want. I mean, I usually will work with a vendor in order to tell them what the bride wants, and they come up with the idea themselves, or I can help them with the idea.
So now, when people are looking at florals, for instance, and you said they can do it on the computer, tell me how that works.
Well, I go through a list, and I go through a list of flower arrangements, what they may want for their wedding, how many bouquets they want, how many table centerpieces they want, do they want a dramatic effect on their main table and just a small effect on the rest of the tables. You know, it's just like, all depends on what they want, or do they want a dramatic effect on all the tables? So they want tall vases and short vases, or do they want just tall vases on all the tables to show how they make it look like a fairy tale princess wedding? And I go about looking for vases for them. I can go on the computer and do that and Google that up and tell them exactly what they can do as far as how much it's going to cost them. Or I can just go to the actual florist themselves and say, well, they want this particular vase. Can you order it in bulk? They want this particular design. Can you do this design? How much is it going to cost? And then they say, well, I can do that design for $120. And I say, well, that's a good price. It might not be a good price for all my brides, but the thing is, it depends on what the effect that they want for the wedding.
She's good at what she do. Let me tell you this, Kim. I'm going to tell you one thing that I remember about our wedding is she had our pictures put on M&Ms.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
And I was blown away by that.
That is an event planner's trick. that I have used many a time. I'll just say I have used that trick many a time. I totally understand. Well, I want to encourage people, if they're listening, to give us a call at 917-889-2272 and talk with Andrea and Wayne from All in One Bridal House. You're listening to Black Bag Productions on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
That's Andrea and Marvin, Kim.
I'm sorry, Andrea and Marvin. I'm sorry. I'm reading two different pages. I had her married to myself. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. You can call me Wayne, Bruce Wayne. I'll be Batman for the day.
Okay. See, and these are the joys of live radio. we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.
And we're we're back. You're listening to Black Bag Productions on Blog Talk Radio, and today's show features All-in-One Bridal House. And my guests are owners Marvin and Andrea, and I called Marvin Wayne and before we went to the break, and so he won't kill me, I hope, when he sees me the first time. Thank you.
I told you, I'll be Bruce Wayne. I'll be Batman.
So now,
my
you
Batman.
Know, talked,
go to the Batcave.
That's your Batman. So we've talked about working with brides who have saved money. We talked about brides who have not saved any money and talked about the packages that you offer and some of the vendors that you work with and how you source things for each person's wedding from not just our area, which we know is a high-cost area, but you take the time to look for the best pricing for what they are looking for. And what I want to talk about now is one thing that I noticed is you said you try and have money left over from the budget so that you can give that back to the bride and groom on the wedding day. And I'm curious, what's your success rate, you know, in terms of percentages? How often are you able to do that?
Well, I have saved probably for one particular wedding, I saved about $2,000 for one bride by just doing, by her excluding some things off of the budget and then gave it back to them. And that's something that my mother and I did for one bride. And she decided not to go along with flowers. She didn't want any flowers. She just wanted some type of apparatus on the table, making a look like glitter and things of that nature. And some type of it was like a little statuette on the table instead of a floral arrangement.
From a percentage perspective, we try to aim for 50%. Actually, Kim, that's our desire, and that's what we aim for. And it's a marketing cost that we fix into a formula, and we come up with to generate those refunds typically.
Okay. So, how often are your couples surprised when you're able to do that?
They
or
really
is
surprised.
That something
they think that we all
or,
think
or
that,
is
they
that
will...
something that they're expecting.
Well, they don't expect it. They expect their whole budget to be used up. But when they don't have the whole budget used up, they're flabbergasted by it and say, "Oh, you really did save us some money doing that." I'm like, "Yeah, I try to cut corners as much as I can so that we can have as nice as possible."
We believe in quality for less.
I'm with you.
Quality
on that.
Is our
totally.
Service. We try to provide them with quality service.
So now, how many weddings a year do you guys do?
Well, since we just started the business in January, we haven't came across any real clients this season. So we're trying to go about going to Dave and Bridal, and we work with Dave and Bridal as a vendor there, and we're trying to use a budget bride. But hopefully by being on your show, we can get more customers this way so that we can actually work on some weddings for the fall season, next spring and summer.
Well, I truly hope that we're able to be that launch pad to get folks to check you guys out because I'm telling you, when I looked at your website, I love your logo, and your site is beautiful. And there are very few times where I will look at a because for all practical purposes, you guys are my competitors. And to wedding. But it's nice when you look at a website and you see everything that you could possibly want to know is right there. And I often wonder, when you created your logo, did you have someone else design it, or is that something that you guys picked out?
I had Anthony design it from Starving Artists.
Okay.
Anthony Waldron. And he's a graphic artist, a starving artist over here in Upper Marlboro in the Largo area. And I told him what I wanted. I wanted a bride in the house, and I wanted something really whimsical. And he figured out what I wanted, and he did it, and it came out.
He absolutely did it, and it is beautiful. So now the last thing I want to find out about is that you touched on finance, touched on the design and decor. I'm curious about the ceremony itself, because a lot of planners, one of the things that they are very clear about is that they don't want to do anything in relation to the ceremony at all. And then there are some who say, well, we helped them kind of design the ceremony and the flow of it and how that's going to go. Do you all help couples create their ceremony, or is that something you kind of...
I haven't done it, but for our own wedding, we did our own, and we had help with a book called Designing Your Own Wedding Ceremony. And
okay.
We used the book to a book along with Reverend Stalin to help
okay.
come along with what we wanted for our wedding. It came out very nice. It was comical in some aspects, because we had a little laughter in the wedding as we went along
right.
with the wedding ceremony. But I can help them with their wedding ceremony, because I do have a book that they can adhere to about how to plan their wedding, how to put it together on the actual ceremony. And so it's not like I can't do it. I mean, it all depends on if they want an intimate ceremony or do they want something more religious, traditional religious.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people do want religious ceremonies compared to just the non-traditional religious ceremony.
Yeah, at our wedding, we jumped the broom.
Okay. Okay. And
we did non-traditional things. We started out with we did a biblical verse. We did like two or three mm-hmm. biblical verses, and then we did our own vows. And then we also not only did our own vows, we had a lighting of the candle to bring our two families together.
Right.
And what else? We did the normal things, but then some things were a little different. We joked about our dog that we had at the time, about how we loved our dog, and the dog was a part of the ceremony as well.
Okay. And what did the dog do?
The dog was, we just mentioned him in the wedding ceremony time. If it wasn't for Shadow, we probably would be separated, because the dog always brings us together, making sure that we walk it and do what we're supposed to do for it.
It's amazing what animals can do. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... You guys really are an all-in-one kind of thing. Now, do you take care of the transportation? And, you know, if somebody says they want limos or they got, I had a wedding where the couple said, no, we don't want to do a limo because that's just too much, and we just want.
Well, let me tell you, our vendor
cars.
List includes several venues from the low end to the high end. We have full-service caterers that we deal with, cake people that we deal with who make specific cakes in various places in Washington, D.C., Bethesda, Silver Spring, and Baltimore. Florists in Silver Spring, Bowie, and Landover, and Rockville. Photographers, a list of photographers, and music DJs, musicians, transportation. Depending on what type of transportation they want, we do from... We have a list for the horse buggy and carriage, limousine,
okay.
Special cars, little town cars, and just in case they wanted town cars to the limousine. And then it all depends on what type of limousine they want. Some people want the Hummer. They want to go out and
right.
get the Hummer limousine to have everybody in the wedding party in there. And some people might want to go the country ride with a horse and buggy to bring themselves in. We have also stationery vendors, people who do calligraphy. I can do calligraphy as well, but I wouldn't do a lot of cards because that's a lot of work. It's an extra fee.
Yeah,
and I usually do that for full packages. That's for full packages when it comes to calligraphy.
Okay.
We can even bring you in on a helicopter if you want to.
Okay, then. Okay. That is definitely grand. And that would make me kind of go, okay, they really can do all in one. These folks are not playing. Okay, they're not playing. They're not playing at all. So
then we have
tent
vendors for that, and then carnival vendors for cotton candy, photo booths, popcorn stands, casino tables, and things like that, and lighting.
Now, I actually work with someone who's getting married in October, and I asked them about their reception, and he had said, oh, yeah, we're having a donut wall instead of the cake. And I was like, a donut wall? Okay, this is new. I've never heard of such a thing. Donut wall.
That's a new one to me, too.
Yeah, I was.
But if you ask for it, we can provide it. You ask and we can receive.
I said, okay, I'm going to have to talk with some of my other planner buddies about this one. That's a new one for me, donut wall. And there was a Pinterest picture. So maybe the next time you guys come on, we'll talk about whether or not the donut wall is a hit or a miss. You know, we'll have you guys back on for our pro panel to talk about some of the tips, the trends, and things like that that we do later on in the year. But, I often wonder when people come up with these ideas that they see or they hear about, are you more likely to go with the quote-unquote trend of the day, or are you more likely to say whatever it is that you really like, regardless of the trend, if they really want old school, then we go old school,
It's really whatever. We're customer quality service and customer base driven, and it's really what the customer wants. Now, we offer our input if they're undecided, but we typically ask them what they want. It's about their dream. It's about their day. It's about them, not about us. It's not about what we want to do, and there's nothing that we won't do. We'll do with anything within the guise of the law, of course. We'll do anything. That's a little disclaimer I had to throw out there.
Right. And I was like, okay. Well,
as I would say, the sky's the limit, but there's a limit to that sky.
Right. Because there's a point where the sky is no longer blue.
I remember going to a shotgun wedding, and the guy actually had a shotgun. I said, well, it can't be loaded. You can't have no shotguns at the
wedding. Already had the shotgun at the wedding. Okay, then. Well, there's that. I haven't seen that. So, that makes me think of something, a shotgun wedding. So what if you had that? What if you had a client who came and said, okay, he's going to marry her. I don't care.
There must be a bun in the oven or something.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do? Are you able to kind of separate your personal feelings about that? You know, how do you do that?
We have to separate legal feelings first of all, because we don't want to be culpable with any event like that. There's a certain amount of culpability we try to avoid. Definitely make sure the shotgun is not loaded. It's registered. It's an air person. We have a legal team that we follow through.
Okay.
Yeah, because I wouldn't expect them to do it actually, but I mean they do that. I mean, as long as it's not loaded, I'm good to go.
Or it's a prop, you know. I mean, if it's a prop.
It's a prop. You know, because you do have good people who do the cowboy weddings, and the cowboy weddings, you don't ever know. There might be some pistols there or something, and they want to shoot at some cans on the fence.
Yeah. And there you go. That would be very true. So, you know, I'd be kind of like, yeah, shotgun. Okay, great. So now, so now you guys, since you've just started, what do you know, it's June, and a lot of our planner friends are in the thick of it, and I'm sure there are a couple doing weddings today, and some will be doing weddings tomorrow. Do you have any days that are kind of like your off days where you're not going to be doing weddings, you know, because now people have found out what every planner has known for years is that weekday weddings are considerably cheaper than Friday and Saturday weddings. And even Sunday weddings are starting to creep up in price because, you know, again, folks have found out the secret. Are there any days that you just kind of go, you know, sorry, we can't do the wedding on that day?
No.
No, not really. We're up to any wedding day.
Seven days a week, 24 hours a day.
Okay.
We probably take a day off for ourselves, but we'll tell them what day we haven't taken off. But really, we try to work. We're trying to get business, so therefore, we're trying to do anything that's necessary.
Right.
To get someone's business.
And
so if it's during a week that we think that we wouldn't be able to do it, I know we'll make time to make sure we do it for them.
Mhm. And holiday weddings. What do you guys? You know.
I've been to a holiday wedding. I've seen a holiday wedding. There's nothing wrong with that. We just don't celebrate the holiday that day. We celebrate on another day, just the next day after the wedding is over. Especially for during the New Year's Eve weddings and New Year's Day weddings and Christmas Day weddings or Christmas Eve weddings.
And should people expect to pay a premium when you're working the holiday?
Well.
No.
Not really. It's going to be the same price as long as they have their budget aligned with it.
Okay. And that's unusual because, and I can tell you that many planners will charge a premium for working on the holiday because their vendors will charge them a premium for being there. And so that's admirable that you guys
are going to do that. The vendors will charge a premium. They will have to go by the vendors, but with us, we just charge according to what our normal charges are.
And that's great because that alone can be a huge savings.
That's a savings. Yeah, that is a huge savings. Cause I know vendors will charge extra. So I mean, we have to have a staff of 10 to put it together for you because they want all the Christmas frills and all the New Year's frills and they want all the fireworks and all the confetti and things coming from out the sky and balloons coming out the sky and things like that. So that's going to be extra money there. So, I mean, I know it's going to be extra money from the vendors themselves who will put the thing together, but I'm saving the money by just using us.
Okay. Because
I like celebrations. So, I mean, that's the other thing about me. I love celebrations. So as long as it's a celebration and everybody's happy and everybody's thrilled, we have no problem with it.
Exactly.
And the last thing I want to add, Kim, the last thing I want to add is we want to leave the bride and groom in awe and have an awesome, miraculous wedding day.
And that I don't think anybody could ask for more than that, you know, other than getting that from when you saved the money.
Honeymoon money.
Yeah, got some honeymoon money. There you go.
That's pretty sweet. Now, one last question I have for you guys is, you know, in our business, we often talk about being prepared for any kind of calamity. Do you recommend to your clients that they get wedding insurance?
Oh, yes, I do. I had it myself. I do. I recommend that everybody gets wedding insurance. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
You don't know if the venue's going to act. Is the venue's not going to feed you the right meals, and something might happen with the food. You might have to sue because the food is not good, and you don't know if the venue's going to have if they're going to have all the right people there and making sure everything is done accordingly. Somebody, the groom might not show up, and you're going to have to get your money back because the only thing you can do is have a party if the groom doesn't show up, and then you have to get some money back for whatever that didn't occur. It's a lot. I mean, I know it's like $200 to $300 for an insurance policy for it, but it pays off, especially if you end up not doing the wedding that day. And he says, "Well, I don't want to get married today, so let's wait another year or so." And you got, you know, hold off or something. Like, I just don't want to marry you at all. You know, you make a bride upset, and the bride goes hard and says, "I don't want nothing with you. I'm through."
Okay.
And so you want the money back.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So, you know, I think that it's safe to say you really are all in one, that you provide everything a bride and groom could possibly need. And one of the things that you guys offer that is highly unique is that you have an accounting professional who can help with budgeting. And, you know, there are things to be said for someone who works in the accounting business, and they will be very focused on, okay, I can get you the quality, but you don't need to spend this much money to get that. And I think that's a really key differentiator that I know of in this area. I don't know, and I know a lot of planners, and I don't know too many of them that have a finance background that can help with planning. So I for one, am saying to my audience, this is a Black Bag Lady approved vendor that I would call if I were getting married again, and hopefully we won't be getting married again because, you know, I've never done that.
You can always do it over again.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Take it out of the country.
You can always renew your vows.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's too much like planning.
Yeah.
No.
She said, yeah, right.
Can't do that. Yeah, no. Coming up on 12. No, can't do that. But I want to thank you guys so much for being patient with me forgetting the first show. So bad. And then forgetting your name. Oh, my God, that was just awful. And I wish I could say I could edit that out, but I can't. But I truly appreciate you guys taking time on a Saturday morning to talk with us.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you've done for us today.
Oh, no problem. And we definitely will, as I said, we'll be having you back when we have our pro panel on. And we usually have our pro panel on in September. And so we will most certainly be adding Marvin and Andrea to the pro panel list. So if you enjoyed today's show and you're listening on demand, you know that you can check them out again. And I want to make sure people know your website, your phone number, and your email address. So if you could give us that.
Okay, phone number is 202-251-2147. And the website is www.allin1bridalhouse.com.
And the email address is acomp26@aol.com.
Or you can do all in one bridal house. @gmail.com.
Okay, great. And can they find you on Pinterest and Facebook and Twitter?
Yes, you can. Under Andrea T. Thompson on Pinterest. On Twitter, I have to check that because I don't use it a lot. But on Facebook, I'm Andrea Thompson.
Okay, great. So, you know, guys, thank you again from the bottom of my heart for being on the show today. And thank you for putting up with Spike and Gizmo being on the show, my two dogs, who make an appearance, as promised, all the time. They make an appearance. even when we don't necessarily want them to. But I look forward to having you back on the show later in the year. And much success to you, because you guys are just phenomenal. I love your site, love what you have to offer. And hopefully we'll be able to talk about how far you come this time next year when we check back in with you, because we try to do follow-up shows with our guests to see how things are going. So we will most certainly be calling you then.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Sorry about that. And the music popped up before I could get it going and make sure that it was at the right sound level. But thank you so much again for being on the show. As a reminder to our listeners, we will be on the show, on the air back again July 15th with the ladies of We Are Listening. They will be returning to us to talk about their e-mentoring and things that they are doing for teens. And it's going to be a great show, so be sure you tune in to listen to us. As always, we want to leave you with music from my favorite group, Mosaic Harmony. And, of course, I'm a longtime member of Mosaic Harmony. And the song that you're going to hear is You Oughta Been There. And, you know, everybody has challenges and everybody has days where they want to do anything. But when you listen to the music of Mosaic Harmony, I think you will change your mind. Let me put it that way. But for all of us here at Black Bag Productions, make it a fantastic weekend. Stay cool because we expect it to be a pretty hot one here in the D.C. area. We'll see you next time here on Blog Talk Radio. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Us to do together. Yeah, that's right. We're including you. All right? It's a song that we call, it's a little style jazz gospel. And so what I want you to do is to get your fingers snapping as if you're listening to one of your favorite jazz records. All right? And I want you to do it like this. Just, okay, let's see. A one, a two, a three. Yeah, yeah. Oh, look at that. All right now. Hold that. Be going. I'll be checking. Don't stop.
You are content when
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com, and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.